Why are we looking at each other at the exact
same time? We kept the silence and looked at each other at the exact same time.
Reporting live from Kim's bed.
I say the couch chronicles when we record on the couch. I don't know what to call the... You said the memory phone? Live reporting from live from the memory phone. August, and we're here, and we're gonna bullshit with y'all for at least 45 minutes, so I hope y'all are ready.
And look, just last week, we just said we gotta get some structure, and I just knew it was gonna come back this week and have some shit, and you know.
Honestly, we haven't had structure since the first season, so.
Literally.
So, and I just feel like if y'all listening, it's because y'all like us. It's not because you, I don't know, it's not because you care about what we're talking about, really. I hope not.
You like our personalities, and you know, we hit on a few things here and there, you know?
A few things. Like, I feel like last week was a word. I feel like we might have touched someone. You ain't gotta identify yourself, but you know, just know that we're always here for you.
Thinking back, since you brought up the first season, thinking back to like that first, I think it was the first episode we did, whichever one we talked about Toy Story.
It was.
That was still to this day. I gotta go back and listen to it because when we were talking about Woody, feeling like that.
Listen, I can talk about Pixar all day. Don't get me started on the life lessons.
Pixar did it with that one.
They hit the nail on the head because you know what? You know what was really like so resonant about it is that it started when we were kids. You know, I think you might have been two. I might have been one. Listen, when that first movie came out. So to grow up with it and it be around as long as shit we've been around, and for him to talk about just feeling like old and used and replaced and discarded and just really felt that.
We all have our days.
We do.
And he just needed that something, that special project, special someone to like make him feel like he was worth something.
Ugh, like he meant something to the world. Because what they really did was service. Them toys were in service of those kids all those years.
They were.
And were happy to do it too.
They wanted to be played with at the end of the day. Just really wanted to be played with.
That's it.
And he had toys that like Bo Peep, she was like, girl, I give up on this. Like, I'm good.
Literally, like, did you see Live Life?
No.
Oh
no.
My God, we have to watch it right now. Okay. We have to watch it right now. So Live Life was good. I just showed it to her.
We literally had to pause the podcast for Kim to show it to me.
If you haven't seen that, please watch that. If you're a fan of Toy Story, please watch Lamp Life. It's on Disney Plus. Get your life.
That was cute, though.
You liked it?
Black Barbie was my favorite.
Yes, that shit.
Oh, I was not expecting
girl,
that.
Girl, when I watched that the first time, I was screaming.
It's like Bo tried to purposely like sit close to her.
She did. Because she wanted to get played with. So she was like, let me just nestle on in here. Barbie was like,
bitch, this is my playtime. I need you to get off my shelf.
And just the way she really looked at her life. You know what it reminds me of? That Snuggle commercial? The fabric.
Teddy bear?
Yes. Oh, them commercials used to send me.
It used to be a good little funny meme.
Oh my gosh. Damn, that was a good meme when that came out.
So cute.
So cute.
And I mentioned to Kim that I haven't seen, what is it called? Black is King? Is that what you have
oh,
to call
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Excellent. It was so good.
So is it something that's like actually on Apple Music or is it literally just like a visual?
No, it's just a visual thing because it's, I think it's supposed to go with the, what's the name of that soundtrack for The Lion King? It's supposed to go with The Lion King.
Oh, okay.
So it was videos for all the songs for that. So like bigger, like the videos we've already seen that she's already put out, they're in it.
I skipped past a lot of that Lion King stuff. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
I did too, but The Black is King is very, very good. I really enjoyed it.
If anything, I want to see it for the looks and like the people, like I know. The looks. Was Solange not in it at all?
I don't,
because I haven't seen anybody post anybody with Solange.
Solange wasn't in it. I don't think Michelle was in it. I don't remember seeing her, but Kelly was in it.
And Blue, definitely.
And Blue was definitely in it. Beyonce had me crying 3 minutes in.
How? Why?
It was just very emotional. Just seeing, like, black people. Because, you know, she's talking to us. Seeing, you know, black people just be, I don't know, all these different. It's very, like, African-centric. Which makes sense because that's what the album is. But, and then Brown Skin Girl, I wept. I cried. I was good up until that point. But just seeing Kelly, like, Kelly Rowland is so goddamn gorgeous. Like,
I saw some, like, talk about how she had a white butler behind them at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Was that really, like, a big deal?
I don't know, because Beyonce's done that before.
I'm like, I don't think it was they're white, but, like, they had, like, white butlers.
Don't exist.
Like, y'all haven't seen that before? Or y'all just mad because y'all just saw three black women in front of one, and that was ticked you off? Like, make it make sense.
I'm not really sure, but...
Interesting. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good.
Oh, Disney Plus. Thank you for coming through for us.
Except I was just very upset when they, I mean, Sister Sister is coming to Netflix. That's what made me think about
that. That's what I was going to get to, yeah.
But why the fuck Disney? Because y'all was playing these reruns like y'all owned it. So what was the issue? But it's cool because Netflix got it.
I wonder if it got something to do with that. Because remember when Disney Plus first came out, all the Netflix shows that were on there, we had to wait for it to come to Disney Plus. Kind of like a contract thing. Like with Black Panther, it was like, oh, this will be available in January. Or this will be available on such and such.
They did just have a commercial talking about coming this summer. I'm like, y'all own all this shit.
Yeah, like y'all own it. What the fuck are we waiting for?
What are you talking about?
But thank you. Shout out to Netflix because I've been waiting for these shows forever. Girlfriends, I'm not leaving the fucking house.
I'm not leaving the house.
I am not leaving the house until I'm fucking done.
They said half and half. What they really need to give me is everything that was on UPN. I want Eve. I want 101. I want all of us. Okay, thank you so much. I want all of us. I want my wife and kids. I want every black show.
Kim want all the corny shit now.
I want every black show from the early 2000s, and I won't take anything less.
Give me Martin.
And the I'll Parkers.
Maybe Jamie Foxx show. I might watch that.
The Wayans brothers. I mean, we're dipping into the 90s. But listen, I want my stuff. Period.
Let me tell you something about half and half. Like, I remember, I think it was Tracy was the one who's always watch it. And it was like, I watched it with her a few times. I'm like, wait. So they're stepsisters. They have the same dad and different moms. Bitch, I can relate to that. And I just really fell into that show. And now I get to watch it from
with
the beginning.
Essence Atkins. And let me just talk about Essence Atkins real quick. Because she was my fave. And Smart Guy is on Disney Plus, and I watched that.
I still haven't watched it.
Smart Guy is so, and that's what really made me like really want all the shows from back then, because Smart Guy was so goddamn good. And the fact they cut my shit off after two seasons.
Really?
Yes. Like two or three seasons.
How many episodes on each season?
It's a lot of episodes. It might have been like 22 or so.
Okay.
But why are y'all trying me? Like, that shit was so good. Like, when I tell you every character was good, see, TJ was funny.
It was too good, Kim.
It really was, and it was black people, and that's where y'all really, ugh, I'm so upset. Like, listen. I'm like, damn, this really might be over after two seasons. Like,
a good black dad taking care of his
a good
kids. Two kids, right? Just two kids.
Just two kids. Well, really, he took care of, what's Mo? Mo. All of them, too, so, oh, just such a
couldn't
good show.
Have that running too long. Too much of a positive
image. Such a good show. And Tia and Tamara was even on it. Destiny's Child was on it, bitch. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
I need to watch that.
Oh, it was so good.
Because he's a smart
and that's what really made me want to watch Sister Sister. I would give my left pinky.
Sister from beginning all the way to the end. I cannot wait.
Oh, when I got to their college years, I'm so excited. And I just feel like it's past time. Like, y'all really cut off all the good black shows to give us what? Charmed? Leave me alone. Like,
here. And let me tell you, Girlfriends, I can't wait to watch that because we've seen it, you know, here and there. It's on YouTube. You can watch it.
It is.
But to actually watch it in its like real form and just to kind of watch it from beginning to end as an adult,
as a my full
mind
story.
Is about to be blown. Yeah. Like,
I literally cannot wait.
Which character do you think you relate to the most as an adult now?
I always feel like I most identify with Joan. I do.
No, yeah. You did not.
And I know that's bad because everybody hated Joan. Joan was so fucking annoying, but I really do. I wasn't Lynn and I wasn't my... And that's honestly suffering.
Lynn was a leech. But with that whole college shit, when Lynn kept on getting all these degrees honestly, and not using them and couldn't figure out her purpose.
I kind of felt like Lynn, low-key, a bum. All alone. Real educated. Like, because Lynn was very smart. She was very intelligent.
Definitely.
But just a bum.
Just a bum because she couldn't figure it out. Like, what do you like?
What did you do, girl?
What do you want? Tony was, I think I was Tony.
Tony was fucking raggedy.
She really
so
was
sorry.
A raggedy friend.
Tony
I was like, God
so
damn.
You Tony.
That's why I said, bitch. I used to be like, Tony.
Because Tony, you know what it was? Tony was just very selfish. That was her, was definitely her thing. That everybody kept telling her, like, Tony, you are so goddamn selfish.
And she didn't see anything wrong with it. She put on this little bougie act about it because, you know, you country as hell. We know who your family is.
We do. But low-key, I kind of lived for Tony because she was really like, she was just so beautiful and she slayed. Like,
she did.
She really, and she was not afraid to let bitches know, like, I'm luxury, I deserve the best, I'm high class.
And then that damn Maya, Miss Oh Hell Yes.
Miss Rowdy.
I like Maya.
Miss Rowdy. I really can't wait to go back and watch these shows. Like, I'm so excited. Moesha.
I want to see who I relate to the most now. Bitch, I'm probably Joan. No. I want to say no because Joan couldn't keep a man.
First of all, what's
not saying Kim can't keep a man, but I'm just saying that's why I'm like, oh, maybe I don't relate to Joan.
Joan was just very high strung. She was very like, she was very particular. Yes, yeah, that's what it was. She was very particular, and I just thought that she was definitely a Virgo. Can't tell me otherwise. Definitely a Virgo.
I enjoyed Maya as well. But they always try to pimp on her as being the ghetto one who didn't know too much. She was just the assistant. But oh my god, I can't even not wait to watch this. I think I identify with each and every last one of them in some way.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious to watch. It really was.
So good.
But bitch, we ain't gonna act like Joan ain't get on her high horse in that last season. And then she started being a bad fucking friend to Tony. Y'all don't want to talk about it.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I remember, I was sad when Tony left. I was very upset when Tony, like, really left.
Yeah, well, y'all want to talk about that. Everybody want to paint Tony as the bad friend. Because in the beginning, she was.
She definitely was.
But towards the end, she started really struggling.
Joan was being messy. Listen, Tony's drama with that white man, I will never forget how, like, I was like, damn, this is so drama. It was really...
She used to really talk about his ass.
Going through.
They were.
I don't even know why he married that. Quite honest. Jesus. And how, child. Oh, I can't wait.
She's called him little man all the time.
Little man. How she did Joan when she was getting married, though, I thought that was a bit. How do you feel? In hindsight, being an adult, do you feel like Joan was wrong?
Oh, Joan was definitely jealous. Back when, talking about when Tony first got engaged. Joan was a... She was
and just awful. The whole wedding proceedings, because Joan actually showed up to the wedding, and Tony was like, you know, if you don't want to do this, bitch, you can go.
Right.
Actually, go. I don't want you.
Because Joan was legit jealous, and she came out and actually said, like, it was supposed to be me, and it's like you, and it's like, well, damn, bitch, I don't deserve happiness because it was before you.
Or I'm just getting flashbacks.
Don't
to Molly
be that way. Bitch, you know who's trash? Who was a trash friend a little bit? Not even a little bit. Moesha.
Oh yeah, definitely. Even a little bit.
And they did a side by side of her and Molly. And was like,
yeah.
Oh my god. Yes, so now that I'm watching Moesha as an adult, that's I'm like, bitch, she was awful.
I really wanted to give Moesha the hand. Because she was terrible to Kim, especially. Like,
to her parents, everybody. Her daddy bought her a Saturn. It was so fucking cute. And she was like, I don't want this. I want the Jeep. Like, that was my dream. It's a fucking Saturn with red Saturn with leather seats.
Now that I think about it, who wrote Moesha to be like that? Because she was so unlikable.
She was ungrateful. She was just.
When Kim made the cheerleading squad, yes, and she did it.
Why you was mad? Because at first, you ain't want to do it, right? But I think on the low, she felt like she would have been a shoe-in.
Yeah, she felt like, she's, you know, cute and popular, and she's skinny.
And the girl kept asking her. She was like, bitch, I got this. On the low. Even though she didn't want it, she knew she had it.
On the low, bitch, on the high.
But then when Kim actually got in there and showed out, and y'all thought she was the underdog.
Now you big mad.
Now you mad a little bit because, like, wait,
I don't even understand how they remained her friend. I really would have dropped that bitch like that.
Everybody from Hakeem. Moesha tried everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Every fucking body. I can't wait till they get to the episode with Dorian.
Who wrote her like that? Like, why y'all write her to be so terrible?
To her stepmom and all. And don't get me wrong, I went through my phase with my whole stepdad situation where I was like, oh, you know, you ain't my daddy type situation. Like, we all
everybody
been there.
At some point in their life.
But she was awful to D at first. I'm like, bitch, you gotta leave D alone. I like D.
And D was just trying to do the best she could. Just trying to make it in life.
Hello?
Damn, Moesha was terrible.
I gotta keep going.
Just happy that the Parkers was good.
I cannot wait.
I was very happy that Kim got her little spinoff that she deserved.
She deserved, because I would love to just see her on the damn screen by herself, and we got that.
I was very happy about that.
With Monique, too? Them two was hilarious.
Exactly, because they played mother and daughter very well.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
They were very believable as mother and daughter. And Loki used to remind me of me and my mama sometimes.
That was some good shit.
It
good
was.
TV.
I can't wait.
Girl, Christopher called me Nikki Parker.
You know, but actually, that's the one big flaw I don't like about the Parkers. She spent that entire fucking series chasing after that man. And for him to only realize he wanted her at the very end.
At the very end.
When she was finally about to find happiness with the man that actually wanted her.
Go to hell.
Go to hell. He was raggedy.
He was raggedy for that.
Ugh,
but she loved that man.
She did.
And she held strong.
I'm like, girl.
But yes, when the Parkers come, I'm going to be glued to the Netflix as well.
So which one are you most excited
Parkers.
For?
Parkers.
I'm excited. Most excited for Sister.
No, I'm lying. Girlfriends. We're talking about all of them. I'm talking about between the two of them. Moesha and Parker.
Oh, no.
Like
all, everything coming out.
Most definitely the girlfriends and then half and half because, you know, like I said, I can relate to that on so many different
I really want to go because a lot of them shows, obviously I watched them, but I don't remember any of the, like I remember none of the half and half episodes. So
me, that's why I'm like, I want to go get back into it. But for the most part, I can remember it was two sisters, of course.
That's the one thing
daddy.
I can remember.
The daddy was like rich. And then of course the younger sister and her mom, they were still with the dad.
And the other one,
you know, she lived however the fuck she lived. And then she got to come over there and it was like a big old mix and mess. I would love, I'm going to live for that.
Sister, though, because I just really identify with that. Like, obviously, I ain't got no twin sister, but I just really love, like, their high school and, like, their college days. Like,
which
days
do you like more?
College. When they straighten their hair. Monique, when they straighten their hair, you couldn't tell me shit. They got them boyfriends. I was like, okay, they are
Tariq lit. And Jordan.
I just thought they were so beautiful and so cunt and, like, just so, I just love them.
I did watching them grow up. Look, like, I was so much older than them. I love watching them grow up.
And I just remember coming home every day after school, making me something to eat and watching Sister.
The biggest transformation was Roger. From season one to the end, bitch, Roger made the biggest transformation.
Definitely.
Bitch, when everybody decided they liked Roger, and it was all
fine. He got that girlfriend, and now everybody wanna be Roger's friend. Roger should have been like,
fuck you, hoes.
He was like,
you know what? When I'm thinking about it, when they went to college, we didn't see too much of Roger because
they were at the house.
And then, truthfully, he was with his little group at that point.
Oh yeah,
so he was singing and stuff. Yeah. They actually had the group on there at one point.
They did have
immature. Because they had Batman.
It was immature at the time. It wasn't IMX, was it?
Girl, you asked.
I might have been IMX. I used to love the episodes where Tamara would sing.
Yes. Because Tia could sing too, but she couldn't sing as well as Tamara on the Locust thing.
Brian McKnight was on the show.
That prom episode, bitch. That was a good one.
Y'all don't even know.
Because their granddaddy was the man from the Jeffersons.
Yes. It was supposed to be what? Tim Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even Tim and Lisa, shit, they were hilarious. Lisa Landry?
Lisa Landry could have had her own fucking show. She was hilarious. Another good episode was when they had the Delta versus AKA type episode. They didn't really say it. But of course.
I remember that.
It was for Tia, too. Because it was Lisa's friends trying to get one or the other. The kitchen was like dressed up in red and white, and the living room was like pink and green.
Yes. Was D'Avion? First of all, I used to love her name, D'Avion. Like, that is such a lit ass name. Was D'Avion the one? I feel like that girl played two different characters on the same show. Am I thinking
that? What? How? What do you mean?
Because she was friends with them when they were in high school. She just carried over into college, too. Because wasn't she with the college?
I mostly remember her back when they were in college. But she could have been there when they were younger,
she
too.
She was definitely there when they were in high school. I do remember that.
Okay.
So maybe she carried over into college. Okay, because I don't remember.
That's what we're going to catch. Because low-key, they had, Ray J. They had him on season one of Moesha. He wasn't her brother. He was just part of the little group or whatever. He was, like, in the class with them or something.
Which tends to happen on these shows. Like, people will play, like, a character, you know, one character, and then come back and play an entirely separate character.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. Because that happened on The Cosby Show. Remember, Denise's husband? No, was it Denise?
Who, Martin?
Yes, Denise's husband later. He played, like, somebody who came to date Sandra at one
probably,
point.
Probably, That happened. And y'all thought we weren't going to remember, bitch, I remember.
Yes.
I caught that.
Like, that's not... No,
dang,
that's hard to
miss. That made me so excited. They're like, yeah, why?
Wait.
Because, bitch, Moesha had drama when they found out that... What's his name on the fucking show?
Dorian.
When they found out that was her actual fucking brother.
Scandalous.
First of all, Frank, you knew that was your motherfucking
You knew that was your motherfucking
bitch, you nasty.
You ain't saying nothing.
You real motherfucking nasty. I think nobody knew. I don't think D knew. Bitch, you real fucking nasty. But y'all let that shit slide, and I don't like that. Everybody should have been.
I was just watching this clip, I think on Instagram, they were showing it. And I was like, oh, I can't believe how scandalous this was back in the day.
But I need all of the things. I really do.
I really do.
I enjoy watching the Bernie Mac show, and it's still on Hulu, I believe. Because they had an episode like that with him when, like, his favorite uncle died. Then come to find out it was actually his dad.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Bitch. I was like, what?
That's another show I ain't seen in a hot-ass minute.
And it's I don't know why that's, like, a real-life storyline for a lot of comedians. Not a lot of comedians, but for a lot of people. It's like, this person who I hated growing up ended up not being my real whatever. And it's like, the person I love was actually my real whatever.
Because didn't that happen to Nikki Parker as well?
Bitch. Why the fuck is that always a storyline? I guess maybe it's more common than we think, or more common than, you know, everybody knows.
Definitely.
Chris would make a joke all the time. He'd be like, oh yeah, Tracy, your real mama. Why are you saying stuff like that?
What?
I don't know what he got there.
What's the logic behind that? First of all, I can kind of see it. I mean, but you act just like...
They say if you feed a person long enough, they start to act like you. So, you know, and look like you, so...
You
y'all got something
like,
y'all want to tell me.
Y'all
just
like,
tell me.
Because you know what it is? Oh my God. The younger sister or whatever has a baby in high school, but you can't tell nobody that it's her baby. So she leaves school for a while and then come back and they got a new little brother or sister.
It was, remember that movie Jump in the Broom?
That happened in Scandal too.
It's a movie called Jump the Broom.
I remember the movie, but I don't think I ever saw it.
That's what happened. Her favorite auntie was actually her mom.
Ooh.
But she wanted to party, and, you know, she wasn't ready for it, so they gave it to the older sister, and she raised her as her own.
Shit.
And it came out during the wedding.
You remember that storyline in Scandal? It was, like, a congresswoman, and they found out that her, like, assistant who was like her little sister or something like that. They found out that it was really her daughter.
Yes.
And she had it under wraps and she was like running for Congress. So they couldn't like, they could not get that secret out. I was like, oh God. And so she kept like lying. She kept lying to protect the girl's like reputation and stuff.
Damn.
They ended up tracking that girl daddy down and everything.
That shit really happened.
Mm-hmm. Scandalous. Okay, we were really on a tangent, girl. We talked about that for 20 minutes.
You know, and this is going to be so random, but you know, the show that I really like watching it as an adult, that goddamn Recess.
Definitely. Recess, Doug, I had recently got into.
Cared for Doug.
Let me tell you something about Doug, because you brought up something about, we were talking about rights to things and like why Disney didn't have sister sister, but they were able to play their reruns all these years.
I thought Doug was Nickelodeon.
Exactly. Let's talk about that for a second. So, if y'all will recall, Doug premiered sometime in the 90s on Nickelodeon.
Hello.
And imagine my surprise and my confusion when I go on Disney Plus and I realize that Doug is on Disney Plus. I said, when did Doug go to? I could have sworn this was on Nickelodeon. So I do my little research or whatever and find out that Doug did actually premiere on Nickelodeon. But I guess at some point it got canceled or they stopped producing it because maybe they didn't have the money or something like that. Maybe creative differences. And Disney picked it up, like, halfway through. So Disney picked it up, started, I think, making new episodes. And I'm pretty sure they got episodes on Hulu and they got episodes on Disney. So the episodes of Doug that are available on Disney are, it starts at where Disney picked it up at. And the episodes on Hulu are the Nickelodeon episodes, the original episodes. Mm-hmm. I was shook when I realized that. I was like, what?
So tell me this, because I never got into Doug. I do like Patty Mayonnaise, but I never got into Doug. So as an adult, why should I watch Doug or what would I like? Honestly, sell it to me. Sell it.
Honestly, I think it's just the nostalgia. I remember one episode of The Read. It wasn't that long ago either, because it was when NBA YoungBoy got into all that drama with like Floyd Mayweather's daughter. So they was talking about it on The Read, and Kid Fury said that NBA YoungBoy looked like Roger Klotz.
Is that the little bully boy?
And I googled it, and he looked exactly like Roger Klotz. So that's it me. So I was like, damn, I really got to get back into Doug.
But was he Patty's brother? No, he couldn't have been because her name was Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah, no.
Did she not have a sibling or something?
I thought she did.
Oh, bitch.
I only watched a couple of episodes, so.
I was hoping you were going to say, oh, it's so relatable, Mona, you got to watch it. Because I cannot remember any, like, episode from Doug.
It just was really funny. And I don't know, it really reminded me of, like, Hey Arnold. Bitch, everybody loves Hey Arnold. That's something you could.
I will bitch the fuck out of Hey Arnold.
You could always go back and watch Hey Arnold. And it just kind of gave me, I don't know, it's just something I remember watching. You know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, and I just really, really liked it, and I don't know. And Roger Klotz was a mess, and he really do like NBA YoungBoy. That's really what it was. He said that shit, and I was like, he look and act just like Roger Klotz, and that first episode took me out. But I don't know if I like the Disney ones again.
You can see a difference, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
ooh.
It's a little bit of a difference. I think the original ones are definitely the better ones.
Ooh,
that could just be the purest in me.
I was thinking about Recess because I was, you know, thinking like a fifth grader or a fourth grader, like, bitch, the Ashley, bitch, me and my fucking friends.
And how, like, what's his face? Because I was watching it too. And what was the boy with the hat, the little white boy with the hat? I can't remember his name. He was like the main. He was like
TJ.
The TJ. Yes, him. It was one of them episodes where he got banned from Recess. I think like they told him he couldn't go outside. And I remember feeling sick.
TJ can't go outside, bitch. Well, none of us ain't gonna go.
And literally, they spent the entire episode trying to break TJ out. And by the time they did, Recess was over. Actually, I'm really finna go back and watch all these shows. Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold is the same because you couldn't tell me them kids wasn't like in high school when I was a kid.
They were so fucking cool to me.
They was in the third grade.
No way.
I swear to God. They were in the third grade. PS 118. That was elementary school.
Bitch, I was at least thinking fourth or fifth. I don't know why. Wait, sixth grade. No, you know what?
They were in the third grade.
I got to think about them older kids who used to bully them. Like, they were clearly older than them. Bitch, Stoop Kid and Chocolate Boy.
And then let's not forget about Arnold's room. That was the most lit shit I've ever seen in my life. And everybody wanted to live there.
Who paid for that? Like, grandma?
Exactly. Grandpa was wildin'. Or no, grandma.
Grandma.
Grandma was wildin'.
You gotta watch her. Shady Pines her ass for real.
And I don't know. I just really loved it. That Rugrats was my shit.
Remember the bum? He was married to the lady. He was always, Arnold, give me some money. He used to talk like that. I can't think of his
name. Was it the Jewish man?
Was he Jewish?
I don't remember.
Listen, he was a bum at the end of the day.
always ask his wife to make him shit. He didn't make no money. God, what was his name, y'all? Don't do y'all? Him like that.
Honestly, I really identified with Helga.
She loved Arnold to death.
She did. And honestly,
I don't know what was really, really holding her back from telling him that. Was it just her trying to protect her bad girl image?
Maybe. Because you really think about it, that's a good point. Like, they really flip the gender roles. Because when you're a kid, you're taught, like, oh, if the little boy likes you, that means, or if he picks on you, that means that he likes you. And she used to really, like, bully that little boy. And he did nothing.
Oh, very, very violent as well. Like, she was violent as fuck.
And was, like, obsessed with him. Had a shrine in her. She was a little bit creepy, though. She had a shrine in her room. With,
made
like,
of gum and whatever the fuck.
I was just about to say, with lips made of bubble gum. Chewed gum.
And that little locket she used to carry around.
She was not well.
Oh, my love.
Oh, Arnold.
Girl, and then that little boy used to creep up behind her. She's always pop his ass back off.
But you know what? I felt bad for her because her family used to treat her like shit.
They did. She was invisible to them.
She was. And she had that older sister, Olga, who, you know, everybody loved. Olga was, you know, cute and pretty and had all.
Let me tell you, when I was younger, Olga, it was the episode with Olga's boyfriend that broke up with her for whatever reason. I think Helga had something to do with it. But she was crying and it was black shit running down her face. And as a young child, I didn't know what the fuck was happening to her. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, is she dying? What is that?
You and didn't know what I mascara grew up, was?
It was like, oh, it was her makeup. And I was like, oh, so that's what happens when you cry with makeup? I just didn't know.
It didn't register with you?
I was a child. I'm like, this bitch is dying because she is crying black tears. What is that?
Damn, I'm finna go watch all that shit today. Gerald was fun.
Damn.
Even Phoebe. Little
Hell
Phoebe.
Is the dog Phoebe, though.
She
I ain't
did.
Like that.
She did. She treated Phoebe like
just like
Moesha's
dog, her fucking friend.
But you know what? They was really giving the lessons because Helga was treating everybody like garbage because she was being treated like garbage.
She really was. Her dad, the
her
beeper
dad
king.
Was awful.
Her mama, what's her mama on drugs?
He was selling beepers.
Beepers. He's the beeper fucking king, though.
That'll show what... What year that was made. What the fuck? They were selling beepers.
But listen, remember how her mommy used to act?
Very lethargic.
Either she was on, like,
she had to be on
drugs. Or, like, always
maybe
drunk.
She was sick.
Was she depressed? I don't know what it was.
I have no idea.
Oh, Helga.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob.
So where like, was, did Olga home. Live with them? Was she in high school?
She like, must be in college or something.
Okay,
right?
So she was in college. She only popped in. Okay, okay. I'm trying to make sure I remember that correctly. So she would only pop in every now and again. And they would treat her like a queen when she would come around.
And that goddamn Helga bitch for getting to pack her lunch. If it did pack it, it was the wrong shit. Daddy
damn.
Didn't care. Mom was whatever the fuck. I swear to my mom must have been, like, they never said it, of course, but you could assume she was either on drugs
was on
or
drugs.
Drunk as fuck.
She was on drugs. Because I feel like she used to always be holding a coffee cup, too. Am I making that up?
She was too.
Or always in a robe or something.
Probably.
Jesus.
I didn't watch that as an adult. You'll probably pick up on so much
you
shit.
You pick up on so much stuff.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about your SpongeBob fetish. Because I feel like, first of all, SpongeBob still comes on. It's the longest running, like, Nicktoon. It premiered in 1999.
I wouldn't dare watch it, though.
Today? Why?
I wouldn't do that to myself.
You wouldn't watch the old episodes? You
wouldn't
watch the
new
episodes?
I'm not going to watch the
new ones. Oh, no. I wouldn't watch the new ones either. But I would definitely watch the old ones.
Y'all not going to play with me. And I know y'all going to try to keep up with the times. And I ain't trying to hit shit on my SpongeBob.
But, I mean, how much different could it be from then? Like, what do you think has changed?
I'm scared to find out. That's why I'm like, I'm not going to bother with it.
What
I like
kind
to keep my memory of SpongeBob and how I had it.
Pure.
That was my fucking life.
Yeah.
Literally. That was my
life. Oh, that's your thing. You're a purist. I just remember liking it a lot. It was my favorite show at one point. But eventually I, like, let it go. But SpongeBob was that flaming. Honestly, you can't deny it. But I'm trying to figure out what kind of stupid shit y'all got SpongeBob doing like 20 years later. Like,
I'm scared.
And they're only 15 minute episodes. It ain't like it's a 45 minute thing and you gotta, like, no.
Cause let me find out SpongeBob know how to drive now, bitch. I'm gonna have a fit. So that's the stuff I'm not trying to see.
You
I don't
right.
wanna see that.
I would be outraged. Bitch, if SpongeBob can drive.
What are y'all talking? What? I don't want to see
First
that.
Of all, there would be no need for Mrs. Puff. And y'all talking about right now characters. That ain't it. Can you imagine if they had character development on
Can we not?
People out. SpongeBob is supposed to be
Let
a non-driving.
Let Squidward still be an asshole. Let Patrick still be dumb.
Let Mr. Krabs still be a cheap hoe.
We never gonna see who Pearl Mama is. If they ever show Pearl's mom, I just don't want to see it. I don't know.
That's another thing I'll be outraged about. I just, like, what? You remember, do you remember on the Fairly Odd Parents when it first started, you would never see Timmy's parents? It would be one of those things where they would only show their legs. And I thought they were gonna keep doing it like that. So imagine my surprise when the second season, or maybe, I don't even even know, probably a few episodes in, they started showing their full, like, bodies and faces. Uh-huh. I was like, oh. Because Cow and Chicken, they never.
Yeah, I was just like, Cow and Chicken.
They never showed them
parents. I wonder why that was a thing, though, to never show. Because remember Tom and Jerry, like, way back then on those cartoons, they never showed the real parents or faces.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I just think it was laziness.
Oh, as well. It works. It works.
But also, it doesn't explain why they did it on Home Improvement. Like, the guy was the fence. So
I think it was because it was a good mystery.
Right. It was just a gag that they like to keep running. And I actually enjoyed it.
Never that's the one thing I remember from that show, Home Improvement. That fucking man behind that bitch. Love that.
Watch that again.
Yeah. Where is that? Hulu?
I don't know.
I'll watch that
I
shit.
Would too. I have no idea.
Yeah, because I know that shit was...
It might be on Netflix.
Home Improvement. I'm so good. That.
But yeah, so another thing, me and Ami was just talking about it last night. But do you remember the rule book being called The Rules?
I don't know what that is. What's the rule book?
The rule book from the Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, okay.
On the cover, the shit said The Rules. Oh,
it did. It did.
Why didn't I ever realize that when I was a kid? Like, what?
Remember Wandissimo? That man is the light one.
And low key, am I supposed to really believe Wanda would pick Cosmo over Wanda?
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck she picked.
It's just not realistic.
His mama ain't even like her. Wasn't that his mama that didn't like her?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Which that's always a running theme. Think of Martin and Gina.
That was awful.
Like, first of all, so many I'll beat your ass. Shows. So many good shows.
What's another? You'd have brought up goddamn Fairly Odd Parents. I used to love that shit.
I used to want Fairly Odd Parents. I used to want Fairy Godparents so bad.
Same.
I would have done anything. To get two people, two little flying people. And he got two. Most people only got one.
Right.
He got two because they were married.
Must be nice.
Okay.
And he got them because he was being mistreated by his babysitter. Yeah. Icky-picky.
Icky-picky. Hit got the hands, too. She got two.
She was awful. She let really me find was. Out if I watched that. No, wait. They don't make episodes of that no more, do they?
Uh-uh.
I was about to say, let me find out if Icky-picky ain't on there no more. She got nice or some shit. Y'all will not ruin my show. I won't have it.
Oh, you know what I used to live for? The crossovers. When they switched up Jimmy and Timmy.
Because we got to see one in like, what is it called? Like, is it 3D and 2D or whatever the fuck they
I don't
call
know what
them?
They call it. I guess it was computer animated.
But we got to see it both ways for each character.
It was very bizarre. Like, seeing Jimmy Neutron in Timmy's world wasn't bad, but seeing Timmy in Jimmy's world,
yeah, I was like, oh, this is different.
I'm not used to seeing this round, his hair. I'm not used to that. So.
You know it was a real, real, real big deal?
What?
I'm talking about so big that goddamn fast food restaurants were coming out with what? Toys and shit. Goddamn, when Rugrats Go Wild, that movie came out in
First
the fucking
of all,
theater.
I almost burst into tears because I used to love... Rugrats was my first favorite show. Rugrats Gone Wild was my shit. And I
that
used to have
so big, y'all.
All the toys.
Burger King came out with a fucking scratch and sniff for the fucking movie. Because when the movie came out, they would have little pop-ups that would tell you when to scratch it. So you could smell what the fuck they were smelling.
Ooh.
I will never forget. That's how
that
big
toy.
That shit was.
I do not remember that toy. But I do remember the movie and all the excitement
they
around it.
They was putting them in all the Happy Meals with the toy. It was so lit. I was like, damn. So you could scratch the hamburger and whatever the fuck, bananas or some shit. You know, they had Donnie in there fucking with the bananas and
the
monkey.
Vintage
Bring
Nicktoons.
It back.
Please. Because Rugrats, that was another thing. I was so excited about All Grown Up.
That was a big deal.
That
like.
Was a huge deal. Because I thought these babies was going to stay babies forever. Well, now, you mean to tell me they're 12 now? And I can see them.
Bill and Lil had hair. Like, what?
Right. My voice has changed.
Because
Bill
movie
can
first.
Actually talk.
I think I still have the movie, like the little VHS.
The
sure
orange tape.
I still have it, yes. That Rugrats Go Wild was good.
Let me find out. I can get an orange tape.
All Grown Up was good.
eBay.
Jesus. That's the shit I like. The Wild Thornberrys was a good show in general.
Well, it was one of those shows I didn't appreciate as a child, but now that and Rocket Power. Like, I would really, I would watch those. Down today because Eliza Thornberry was that couldn't she was like a little Dr. Doolittle. She could talk to those animals.
Yeah, they gave her the gift because she saved an animal one time.
Oh my god, so excellent. That As Told by Ginger.
Bitch, please give us As Told by Ginger.
Is that not on Hulu?
Granny even liked As Told by Ginger.
Did she?
She did. It was one episode that came up, and I think it was talking about death. Maybe that's what it was, but Granny really,
You know what? It was actually very real. As Told by Ginger was some
real
shit.
It was really, and I remember Granny ended up kind of watching it with us at one point. She, like, really liked that.
Oh, wow.
I'll never forget.
Not that it resonated with Granny.
I gotta remember what episode that was.
Because they used to talk about, what, telekinesis? And they really did used to talk about some deep shit.
Damn, I love that show.
Someone once told me the grass is much greener on the other side.
Damn. Good shit. Gone Girl. Remember she did that poem and they thought she needed to be evaluated?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, crazy or suicidal.
That was one of those episodes that really...
She was like, I didn't think anything of it. Everyone was like, bitch, that shit's kind of dark. We gotta watch you a little bit. What's going on?
I could have sworn that was on Hulu. Don't get me to... checking up stuff. What else did you used to like in the early 2000s, Mom?
Chalk Zone. We was at work, Kim. You know, we was at work. And I was like, look, Kim, I drew that big old circle on the wall. And I said, Chalk Zone.
When I tell you, you brought up like a deep, deep, deep memory that I didn't even remember I had. I was like, Chalk Zone. That's some shit I heard about in so long. You literally like lit up the kid in me when you said that.
We used to be in the classrooms literally drawing big ass circles on the chalkboard. Trying to go through the fucking board.
Jimmy's got the chalk. Chalk Zone. First of all, that was a lit ass show.
He could draw whatever he needed.
Like, literally, with chalk. First of all,
Who's
I used
got
to.
The chalk?
Me, you know, as a young brooding artist, you know, me wanting to draw and like really learn how to draw as a kid, like, I used to live for that. Like, oh. He could really draw whatever the hell they needed.
I can't remember where he got the magic chalk from or why it was magic chalk.
I don't either. Because didn't he draw his friend?
The little superhero looking guy.
Yeah.
Yep, he did.
Speaking of chalk, that was a good episode of SpongeBob. The doodle episode.
Never will forget it. Never.
Honestly,
because it was the artist. He was swimming, not swimming, but he was in his boat up there drawing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He dropped his pencil. And they were like, what the fuck is this?
Also, the movie, too. I remember the movie being a huge, huge deal.
You know I was there.
I was obsessed. And the animation, you could tell, was just like 10 times better. And I was just so obsessed with that when I was a kid. I was like, damn, this is the most crisp I've ever seen SpongeBob in my life. Oh, my God. You know what I used to think about?
Why are you whispering?
Because I just got so serious about it. I was watching Legends of the Hidden Temple. Did y'all have that channel with all the Nickelodeon like game shows and stuff?
I think you told me about it.
Oh, you was really missing out because like Figure It Out, Double Dare, Legends of the Hidden Temple. They used to have so many like fun ass game shows that I used to want to be on so bad. Y'all, if y'all had that channel with all Nickelodeon game shows, please let us know on our Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast because I want to reminisce. Them shit should be everything. Ugh.
I used to like the HBO show. Like, what was it, Happily Ever After or whatever? The little cartoons?
Yeah.
It was another show and they used to
but
tell
But when
me
I
about.
Was telling you about Crash Box, you didn't know.
I do not recall Crash Box.
How you remember?
I just maybe see it on YouTube or something. Maybe it'll spark a memory, but like that name does not ring a bell.
And it's time for Crash Box Rewind.
Nope.
Damn.
I got nothing.
That too. If y'all seen Crash Box, let me know. Because I just feel like those are two things that I just really remember watching when I was a kid. We must have had the luxury. You know what it was? My uncle worked for Comcast. And he worked for Comcast all my life. We used to get free cable.
I would just randomly scrolling through the channels at the house. And I came across HBO and it had the cartoon. It was showing like these black ass cartoons of these fairy tales that I knew. And I was like, what is this about? And it became a thing for me to watch them. Shout out to HBO for that.
Definitely.
That was good.
So good. That just made me think of like Madeline and how much I used to love that.
Because that was so cute. That the fucking so books were adorable. I gotta buy Camilla Madeline set. You call it for Jesus.
You do. Get my girl some Madeline because I used to be obsessed.
They were literally orphans.
Yeah. Living in an orphanage.
Living in a fucking orphanage.
I used to love it. Curious
and
George.
And she was the smallest one. Remember mm-hmm. she got sick because she got her appendix taken out?
I did. I used to... Charles, I used to beg my daddy to get my appendix taken out. Why did
Shut
I want
your mouth.
Surgery? I don't know. As a kid, you just always wanted to have a thing. Like, girl, you do not need...
Dominique got her tonsils taken out.
I used to want that, too. Malcolm got his tonsils taken out.
I think on TV they made it cute. Like, oh,
they did.
Cream,
you get
cream
that's cream. What it was. They were selling us propaganda.
God hell. It never happened to me, though. Like, that never bothered me.
Did Dominique, like, eat ice cream when she got her tonsils taken
remember.
Out?
I remember
Malcolm eating fries, and I was very confused.
What are you doing? Where's your ice cream?
Not only is that crunchy, but it's salty. What are you doing? I was so confused. I was like, that don't hurt.
My thing is, do they go in through your mouth, or do they cut your...
No, they go in through your mouth.
Okay. Listen, I got
Can
questions.
You imagine?
Exactly.
Now they burn it out. They used to actually cut it out. Now they burn it out with a laser. Oh, like, very much so. Another thing, I was on Twitter, and... I don't know. I think you might have told me this, too, or you might have, like, reinforced it. Blue's Clues gets emails?
I saw it on a Facebook post.
What the fuck is that?
I was like, what do you mean? Where is our letter?
And it all comes together because the other day, last month, or no, it's August now. This was in June. So we were playing, remember I told you we was doing game night for my daddy for Father's Day. We were playing Pictionary. And one of the things that we had to draw, me and Yana was on teams, one of the things we had to draw was a stamp. And Yana didn't really know what a stamp was. Like, it took her a minute to really get what it was. And my daddy was just yelling about how, like, that's so generational and how, like, we learned how to, you know, address a letter and all that and how that was, like, reinforced in Blue's Clues. And obviously you see the letter with the address and the return address and the stamp on it or whatever. That was, like, second nature to us. Blue's Clues gets emails now. Like, what? And they got, like, a tab. Like, you don't even have a notebook. I think you got a tab.
And I remember first learning about emails, like, in the real world. And I was like, I ain't gonna never have to worry about no email. I ain't gonna get no damn emails. Emails are my fucking life.
So crazy. Damn. Ain't no mailbox. They don't get letters. Like, they literally check their email.
Imagine when Camille get, like, up in age. Is she going to be learning how to send letters still? Or she gonna, is everything going to be completely different?
Obsolete?
I don't know. A lot of these going to always get mail. You know what I mean? Are we?
Because everybody's trying to go paperless.
Definitely everybody's trying to go paperless. But I'm trying to think about the little things.
And I get irate when I get a damn bank statement in the mail. Like, girl.
Oh my God, I know my email.
Why am I getting...
Why are you wasting paper at right. this point? That's what we're going to turn into. Like, bitch, we waste a lot of paper, a lot of money going to mailing this shit out.
And I really had to sit, you know, my little sisters down and, like, show them, like, okay, this is... Because we had to send my granny birthday cards. That's what we were doing, like, a few months ago. And I had to sit them down and tell them, like, do y'all know how to address a letter and, like, how you send mail? They did it. I had to teach them, like, all that shit. So, I don't know. It just speaks to us growing up, and I don't like it. Put that on
record.
Does
it mean that we're old, Kim?
It does. No, definitely. We're old. It definitely means we're old. We talk about addressing letters. Girl, please.
Address a letter?
So, I watched a clip. I watched a new clip, and then I watched an old clip from our time. And it really brought back the memories. Like, he had a notebook, and that was another person who could really draw, and I used to be obsessed.
Like, this man is talented.
Exactly. Like, damn, Steve really fucking it up.
Oh, my favorite was salt and pepper and a little baby paprika. Like, that was so cute.
That was adorable. My thing was when Magenta came and I found out Blue was a girl, I was a bit confused, but
was
I
like it in hindsight.
Yeah. Y'all should see
right now. I'm trying to figure out what was their point behind doing that. Just to show
gender
that.
Gender bender, I don't know. Okay. I mean, in hindsight, it's cute, yeah.
But they never really addressed that Blue as a girl.
They never did. Call me a girl. But they did. Like, but no, kind of, he would always say she.
Oh, fuck.
Steve would
don't
say
blow my fucking mind.
She all the time.
I'm over here rocking right now.
And her. Yeah, like, he would definitely give her the her, she pronouns. Yeah.
Bitch. Mm-hmm. I feel like I always just heard him address her name, not necessarily say... Oh, Blue's gonna come. Oh, we're gonna wait on Blue. Like, stuff like that instead of saying, oh, she's coming.
I think it was, you gotta see the episode of her. It was her birthday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Blue was a whole ass girl. First of all, you should have found this out about 15 years ago. You're a little bit.
I mean, I do know she's a girl, but it's like, I don't wanna
address it.
I don't wanna go back and try to, like, yeah.
I understand. Keep shit pure.
Like, these new SpongeBob episodes, I can't do that.
I understand. I get it. Honestly, I'm trying to remember the last SpongeBob, like, season or episode I watched. Like, I don't even remember what year it was the last time I watched SpongeBob.
Oof. Mm. Everything in my life that I hold near and dear to me was SpongeBob.
I had that phase, too, when they were, like, SpongeBob birthday party, so everybody got me SpongeBob kids.
Don't
know me. I had a little SpongeBob alarm clock that I loved. It kind of looked like, or it kind of reminded me of... Bo's lamp, because it was, like, set underwater and it had his, like, pineapple or whatever. It was so nice. I wonder if I could find it.
SpongeBob, when you were cleaning out my little closet and you saw my little SpongeBob tableware set, y'all like, what you want me to do with that? Give it to me? What do you think?
Girl, like, I was like, money.
And nobody better not.
I mean, collector's item, fine, but you doing the most here. You're doing a lot, but I'll give it to you.
I wish my damn SpongeBob Barbie wasn't open. I bought that with my own fucking money, and I knew. I was like, bitch, this is a one of a kind. Don't open this.
And you opened it?
I never opened it.
Oh, okay.
It got out of my possession because my mom would give my shit away when I was in college. But thank God my little cousin never opened it.
Oh, okay.
But the bottom part, I think she was about to open it, and that's when my cousin Val, her mom, was like, ask mom before you open it, because they knew. If this doll wasn't open and it was in my possession, they knew it was for a reason. So she didn't. She never asked me. She just never opened it. So when I finally got it back, I could tell the bottom part was, like, open.
Duh.
But the doll was never touched.
Good. So where is it at now?
In my house somewhere.
Somewhere. Y'all hear that? She don't even know.
It's in there.
Girl. I used to like the Playhouse Disney. Did you watch Playhouse Disney?
PlayhouseDisney.com.
They call it
it's something else now, though. It's not Playhouse Disney anymore. It's like
Disney Junior. No, wait, that's Nick. Wait.
No, yeah, yeah, it's called Disney Junior. And I don't appreciate that.
Disney Junior. That's what all Camille's little favorite shows used to be, like Muppet Babies and the goddamn Doc McStuffins.
First of all, somebody, I seen a tweet the other day that said, the Backyardigans theme song ain't have to slap like that. And I felt that, because that shit did used to slap.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
Girl, don't get me to pulling it up.
Play it, because I'm like,
we are your friends, the Backyard.
Here you go. I'm
Pablo. Oh, that's familiar now.
Yeah.
I'm Uniqua.
Uniqua, that's what it was.
So they talk about the name slap or like what really is
the song. Girl, please.
That's where it comes from. Nickelodeon, or that's Nickelodeon?
What
show?
I don't know.
I'm like, what
I have absolutely no idea, but bitch, you can't tell me that theme song don't go.
Did they ever fix the whole That's So Raven thing? Because what do you say, was missing episodes or seasons or something?
I don't know, but I started watching it when Yana was over here. Oh, she had came over and we was watching it. And I didn't notice any discrepancies, but I never finished it, so I'm not sure.
How did That So Raven end?
Also not sure. I don't even think, did it get canceled? Listen, you could.
I don't know what the last episode was, or was it when she went on that little trip?
Was it when she went to the fashion thing? She got that job, and well, I know she got the job like on the show in fashion, but I thought she had like moved somewhere fancy to end it, or because Corey and his daddy moved to
the White House, bitch.
Right?
All right, Corey, is that on Disney Plus?
Yeah, it is.
Corey, check it out. Damn, they just forgot all about the mama because she stopped showing up on the shows anyway.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah, that was another
thing. She said she was at school.
No freaking idea. Yeah. You know what? That reminds me, back to like the Beyonce Butler thing. Somebody was like, y'all mad at this, but watch Jesse for all them years. Or ain't say nothing about Jesse. You ain't watch Jesse? First of all, I'm saying that like Jesse was way after our time. I was a full grown adult when Jesse came out. But Jesse was good as hell. That's what Sky Jackson used to be.
She was watching the three, like the kids.
All
the
little kids.
Or whatever the fuck they live.
Yeah, they lived in like the penthouse. And okay. She was like their nanny, but they had a white butler too. First of all, that show used to be so good. I feel like I know these shows because I have like little siblings and little cousins. Jesse was good as hell.
So
like,
why they say I'd be mad at Jesse? Oh, they had a white butler. Oh, I guess because she was white. Nobody caught it or cared. And there was other little
boys. Oh, it is Nickelodeon.
They had a foreign little boy.
They did. They had an Indian little boy. They had a black little girl, Sky Jackson. They had, I think, a white boy.
And a little blonde girl, right?
Yeah, and the little blonde girl.
I want to watch the last episode of That's So Raven that Disney Plus has just so I can see, like, how did this shit end? Oh, what did they do?
We got the whole... I was going to say, you couldn't tell me these shows went on for years.
Literally, that's what it felt like.
Like, they was on for two seasons. I mean, they had more episodes than the average season, but like, I thought Lizzie McGuire was on for at least 5 years. It was only like 2-3 seasons long.
Why were you into Even Stevens?
That was another show that didn't get a whole lot of appreciation because I used to think Steven himself was aggravating as hell, but I used to like all the characters around him.
Oh, okay.
Like Tawny. I used to love Tawny. She was so cute to me. And Ren. I really identified with Ren. She was fun. And I also just like the fact that she was Kim Possible. That was cute.
Kim Possible. What was that? Cadet Kelly? That was a good fucking movie, bitch.
I just want to go back to the days when Lindsay Lohan and who else? And Hilary Duff. Amanda Bynes. I just want to go back to when all they ruled.
That movie Amanda Bynes did when she first met her dad and he was like some type of lord or something overseas or whatever the fuck.
I don't remember the name of that. I remember the plot, but I don't remember the name.
What Girls Want? No, that's not it. It's some... Damn it, what
Girls Want is...
Right, something completely different.
Wasn't that the show? No, that was What I Like About You. That was the show she was on.
I don't know what that show was called, but he pretty much had his own little life set up, had a whole wife.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name. I also used to really enjoy, what was that movie she was in? The last movie I remember Amanda Bynes like being like healthy and, you know, in her right mind in was Easy A. She had a cute little role on Easy A.
I never watched that.
It was good. But Lindsay Lohan was, she was my favorite. Between Mean Girls, Herbie Fully Loaded, she was already in my heart for The Parent Trap. It was another movie she came out with real early in the 2000s. Mean Girls. Freaky Friday. That used to be my movie. Oh my God, I would play that over and over again.
Brace yourself, Kim, because there was a poll, and the poll was Bring It On or Mean Girls?
The original Bring It On versus Mean Girls.
Which one are you choosing? Gun to my head, just shoot me, because I don't know.
Oh, just shoot you?
Just shoot me. Jeez. Because I don't know.
Really?
That's my very heart hard. Wants to say Bring It On because, you know, I'm sexy. I'm cute. I'm popular.
Classic, baby.
I want to dance and do the cheers. Honestly. But that Mean Girls, the quote.
It's the quotes. It's forever quotable.
Oh, my God.
Just a few cool people, and you better be one of them, biatch.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
She doesn't even go here.
So many good. Oh, my God.
So many quotables. But Bring It On is like, that's the classic tale of y'all took our shit.
I threw some blonde hair on and tried to call it something.
That girl said, what the Negro festivities to your liking this evening?
She said ethnic. Don't do her ethnic, like that.
Sorry. I always think it's
they
Negro.
They ain't go that deep. We know ethnic, what she meant, though.
First of all, ethnic low-key was a bigger read.
No.
Were the ethnic festivities to your liking?
And as a child, I didn't understand what the fuck that meant.
No, definitely didn't.
As an adult, bitch, she read them.
Listen, that scene where they came to the football game and copied all the moves.
Ooh.
I was like, ooh, the black girls actually getting in y'all ass.
They turned around, too, just to make clear that we know what the fuck is going on here. Yeah, this is our shit. But you look like shit.
But we're the ones that are down with it.
Girl.
I miss those days. Another one, though, I really enjoyed. I can't remember her name, but the girl who moved. Was it Missy?
Mm-hmm.
I transferred from Los Angeles. Your school has no gymnastics team. This is a last resort. She was giving them hell, too, so... Damn, I really don't know. That's so hard. Because Mean Girls is they're both classic movies.
Listen. That's a gun in here. Just shoot me.
Yeah.
Just please.
Because I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about the Christmas play or the...
The Jingle Bell.
The talent show. I'm thinking about, you sucker MCs ain't got nothing on me. Kevin G was... Hilarious. So
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Just things. Oh my God.
Is there alcohol in this? Oh no, sweetie. God no. What kind of mother do you think I am? Why do you want a little bit? Because I'd rather you drink it. Oof. Yeah, you're right. I can't choose.
Well, God, people's really answering it. And I'm like, how are y'all making this decision right now?
It was on what, Twitter or Facebook?
I saw it on Facebook. This girl Jordan had posted it.
Who won?
I don't know. I didn't go back and look.
Damn.
It wasn't really a poll. It was more so like a meme and the people commenting their thing. Lock me in a room for 50 days. I can only choose one movie that I gotta constantly watch.
I can play Mean Girls over and over again. Like, it don't matter what time of the day. If it's on, I'm gonna watch it.
I'm trying to think, where can I watch Mean Girls at right now?
Nowhere. Because
damn,
I looked.
Okay. Tell me something.
Trust me. No fucking where, because I've looked.
I'm trying to think if I got the DVD. I'm just going to Walmart looking at
I thought you did. I remember seeing the DVD at your house.
You lying. I wouldn't be surprised.
I might have made it up, but I swore I saw that DVD at your house.
It was something I would have.
I just feel like it should be on Netflix or something. Like, what's the issue? I don't understand licensing.
What's the problem?
Why? You know, it's probably on HBO. That's the problem. Be on premium cable. I ain't paying for that.
That's so nasty.
I'm not paying for it.
It's some show called P-Valley. Have you heard of it? It's supposed to be like on Stars or something. But people have been talking about it, and I thought it was going to be something on Hulu, so I'm trying to get myself worked up to watch it. Mm-hmm. And I can't because I'm not paying for Stars. So, damn. I guess I'm going to miss out on this one. Bitch, I ain't been able to watch Greenleaf since the first episode of this season. You know, it's the last fucking season.
Why not?
Because I don't have OWN no more because I don't have cable anymore.
Oh. It's not on Hulu?
No. I think you can get it as an extension, but you got to pay extra for it. Come on, Oprah.
That's the general consensus I'm gathering is they want their money.
And I just knew AT&T was going to let me use my login still. It was like, no,
actually, ma'am.
No.
But you know what? I seen on Twitter somebody was saying, this is one off, like some random person, but they were saying they had cable with AT&T for like a whole year after they cut their shit off.
For real?
Yes.
I thought my login was still work for my DirecTV login. Shit. Almost like, please log back in. I was like, here it is.
Thought you had a friend.
That's not going to work. I was like, try my AT&T. Give me something.
Oh.
They don't want me to binge. But when let me tell you something. That Netflix, when I got them girlfriends drop, you're like, what the fuck
when
is
that supposed to happen? That'll be...
They got the dates. I shared it on my Facebook. Oh, shit. But I know the girlfriends ain't happened until, I think, at least September or the end of August.
September?
Yeah, it all spaced the fuck out. I'm trying to figure out why Moesha came first, because honestly, I wasn't that excited for Moesha. Now I want to find out. Because we're going to see. Because I'm ready. I think it's September. And that's what's blowing me. Let me find out these dates real quick.
You want to close us out real quick?
Yes.
Close her out.
Real quick. Moesha, August 1st. The Game, August 15th. Sister, September 1st. Girlfriend, September 11th. I know it's September.
Oh.
The Parkers don't come to October 1st. Half and Half, October 15th. One-on-One, October 15th. And I hope Netflix don't play us. Like, you know, Moesha's like August. I'm hoping like when Sister come out of September 1st, is Moesha going to go away? Or is it all going to stay?
Oh, no. I hope not.
Because think about, like, Players Club was on here, and, you know, things Players come and go.
They do, but I feel like they signed at least a year contract.
Okay, I would hope so. Because how hard I got to binge. Right. If I got to binge fast, let me know.
Well, guys, that was unexpected. We really just talked about, I kind of like that, though.
I didn't think it was going to be that long.
No. We talked about old shows, and that was fun. Honestly, we could talk about old stuff forever. Nostalgia is so fun. This stuff is so fun, and I'm going to get into, I'm going to try to see if I can find some of these things that we talked about, because now I just really have the urge to watch them all. I hope you guys enjoyed. Follow us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. And, Mo, do you have any final words?
I'm doing pedicures now, so book me. Thanks.
What's the Instagram page for that?
Pretty Nails by Mo _.
And I don't think I have anything. Yep, I think that's it. All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.